Hey brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord gives me. For all my new subscribers, please go check out the 4 forums that I have started for all of you. The links are down below. Especially check out my dream forum, where a lot of you are posting very prophetic dreams and warnings. And if the Lord has given you a dream or a warning, please go post it there to share with the body of Christ. Today I want to share with you some words that the Lord has given me. Most of the time I get these words in the middle of the night. I will wake up, the Lord will wake me up, and He will give me a word, and I write it down, and then I'll go back to sleep. And this is the case with quite a few words in the last 10 days that the Lord has given me, and I just want to go ahead and give them to you. These are all warnings. Okay, on the 16th of October, I heard two different things. The Lord woke me up two different times, and I heard this. The first one I heard was sleeping bear on America. Sleeping bear on America. Now, the Lord gives me a lot of things about bears. I have gotten so many dreams about bears. And the Lord usually shows me that they're either concerning communism, Russia, or an economic collapse where it's a bear market. Now, in this case, I believe that the Lord was pointing to both. To both. All right, let me move on. The next word I heard was spiritual warfare against the beast. Let me say it again. Spiritual warfare against the beast. Now, this is a really important word that the Lord gave me, because right now we see the beast of Revelation rising. We are now in the beast system, and God's people, His remnant true people, need to know how to war in the spirit, brothers and sisters, because as we all know, we are seeing evil and darkness coming upon the land in such a strong fashion that the Lord is calling His people to spiritual warfare. Now, I know many of you understand spiritual warfare. I just want to explain a little bit to you what I do for spiritual warfare. You know, it says in Ephesians 6, it says that we are to take the spiritual weapons and that we are to stand up against the principalities of the air. And it says that in Ephesians 2, 1 through 2, it says, And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now works in the sons of disobedience. So in this passage, Ephesians 2, 1 through 2, we see, we see the prince of the power of the air. Now, the Lord gave me a number a couple nights later, and He gave me the number 109. And I looked it up in Strong's, because whenever I do get a number, I always go back to the Bible to see if there's a correlation. And sure enough, that is the word it gave me, was the word air, which is used in this Ephesians 2 passage because of the prince of the power of the air. That's what's happening right now, brothers and sisters. There is a great spiritual war going on within the heavenlies, within the air, and then it manifests itself down into our world physically. So the Lord wants us to learn spiritual warfare right now. You can learn a lot about it in reading Ephesians 6. You know, it says that we are to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And I just quoted to you part of Ephesians 6. We are to put on the full armor. We are to put on the helmet of salvation. We are to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We're to take our sword. What is our sword, brothers and sisters? It's the Word of God. That means you need to be memorizing the Word of God. You need to be in it every day, and you need to be declaring it out loud during your time of spiritual warfare. He's also given us the shield of faith. Without faith, your spiritual warfare is not going to work. This is our shield. We have to have faith when we come and do spiritual warfare. We put on the belt of the Holy Spirit, the belt of truth, and we ask the Holy Spirit to come and to be with us during this time. And then we are to put on the shoes of the gospel of peace, because we are to share with one another and to share with others the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I want to go over very quickly message that I did, which it tells you the things that I do for my spiritual warfare time. And of course, this is just what I do. It's just a model and an example for you. And you can add to it whatever the Lord shows you. But the first thing I do with my spiritual warfare, first of all, I want to say that I usually separate my prayer time and my spiritual warfare time. I do both every day. Every single day I do spiritual warfare. I have to, because the enemy is on attack, especially for those who are getting the messages from the Lord. So I ask for forgiveness every day for my known sins and my unknown sins. And then I start proclaiming, I stand firm on the Word of God. And I command different spirits that have come against me, spirit of fear, spirit of stress, spirit of anxiety, spirit of bitterness, spirit of confusion, spirit of chaos. All these spirits, depending on what's going on, I bind and cast them out, and I tell them in the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to go. Then, and this, I don't always do this in the same order. Also, a lot of times before I start spiritual warfare and when I end with spiritual warfare, I always worship and praise and sing to the Lord. I also apply the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over me and over all that belongs to me, and I proclaim and plead and apply the blood of Jesus. I say this every day. I also bind and cast out, like I said, when I stand firm on the Word of God and I command the enemy to go, I do a lot of binding and casting out. Matthew 18:18 says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So I practice that. I also break off all strongholds and curses from me in the name of Jesus. And I proclaim and declare God's word out loud. That means you need to know the Word of God. You need to write down the specific verses on how to do that. And I also proclaim my position in Christ, our identity in Christ. It's very important that we know our identity in Christ. In my blog, I have a special page that talks about our identity in Christ, because that will show our authority. When we come and do spiritual warfare, we need to proclaim who we are in Christ. That's our identity. And that will give us the authority to go ahead and do spiritual warfare. All right, so I will go ahead and put this link down below of this blog that I did about spiritual warfare for some of you who this, hopefully this will help. All right, let me move on now. So we've talked about that there's spiritual warfare against the beast. We need to learn how to do this. We have to step up and do it now, brothers and sisters. Don't wait. All right. Then I heard on the 27th of October, I'm moving on to the words that I've heard in the middle of the night. I heard this. I heard Obama and the end times. I heard Obama and the end times. And the interpretation I have of that is that the former president is still on the scene, and I believe that this position or his position is going to only increase in these end times. I know a lot of people are going to ask me, who do I think Obama is? And I'm not going to get into all of that. I only want to tell you what the Lord has given me, not my own opinion. Okay. And the last thing I'm going to share with you today is on the 29th of October, while sleeping, I heard this. Double judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Now, the Lord has showed me about judgment, and he showed me about double judgment before. I have done videos about it, But once again, we're getting closer and closer to, I think, some real calamities that are coming that will be judgments. It'll be judgments on the church, and it will be judgments on the land. And the Lord will hide his people during this time. However, brothers and sisters, we need to be hidden in Christ. That's very, very important. The Bible actually talks a lot about double judgments. I'm just going to read a couple of them. I'm just going to read two of them. It says here in Jeremiah 16:18, "And first I will repay double for their iniquity and their sin, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with carcasses of their detestable and abominable idols." So here we see that God's talking to Israel about a double. They're going to get paid back double for their sin. That's a double judgment. And I had another one here. Yes. Revelation 18, 4 through 6. This is concerning Babylon, which we're seeing Babylon. It's already risen. We're now in the days of Babylon. And it says here, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works in the cup which she has filled to her double." So brothers and sisters, we are seeing that's a double calamity. She's going to receive, Babylon is going to receive double according to her iniquities. This is double judgment. And for those of you who have been with me long enough and watched the things that the Lord has given me through my videos, I've talked about 11:11, and the Lord has showed me 11:11 is double judgment, because 11 is a number for judgment. All right, so those are the ones I'm going to bring to you today. Please, like always, take these to the Lord for further instructions. Take it to the Lord for confirmation, and seek the Lord now while you still can. Well, things are moving very, very fast, everyone, and it is imperative that you get right with the Lord. It is imperative that your spiritual walk is strong, and that you put the Lord Jesus and Almighty God first in all things. I am praying for all of you on a daily basis. I love you all, my brothers and sisters. Stay strong. Stay firm in the Lord.